Word of mouth.
Welcome back to Word of Mouth, and that is the thumping anthem of announcing internet Sherpa Brady Carlson here to stake the 2012 flag in Mount Awesome. If you've been on our Facebook page or Facebook in general lately, you may have noticed a prompt to see your best moments of 2012. Well, Brady's here to, with his own list of the stickiest, strangest, and most here's what's awesome memes of 2012. Now, Brady, if the minds had it right, this will be our last year in review, so it's been great talking to you.
It's been great, too. And now the only question left is, what hashtag are we supposed to use as we're live tweeting the end of the world?
That's a good question. I myself laughed when I got the message on Facebook promising to list my 20 best moments of 2012, which I assume were, you know, posts that probably got the most attention or viewers or whatever.
Right.
Not what I think of it all as my best moments. And that's, I'm wondering, is this where we are, Brady? Whatever reflects the most popular is the best?
I think that's where it starts. I mean, viral memes do have to go viral. But after that, I think now I'm looking at whether the meme breaks through into broader culture. And that's a distinction we didn't do last year or any of the years past. This idea that memes are fueling broader pop culture instead of being sort of their own separate culture. I mean, we're seeing now not only are things like Gangnam Style and these other things sort of breaking through, you're hearing them on the radio, seeing them on TV aside from YouTube, but you're also seeing mainstream cultural figures trying to create their own memes or even sort of piggyback onto existing memes. I mean, here's one example that that shows you that the world truly is memeified now.
My dear remaining fellow Australians, the end of the world is coming. Whether the final blow comes from flesh-eating zombies, demonic hell beasts, or from the total triumph of K-pop. If you know one thing about me, it is this. I will always fight for you to the very end.
That is the Prime Minister of Australia, the sitting Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, doing a bit about the Mayan apocalypse. I mean, that's memes in action, if ever there was an example.
And I'm guessing that's going to get passed along a lot more than a policy speech.
Yeah, probably.
Well, as always with the internet, there's a bit of silliness along with plenty of positives. What have you got for us?
Well, one of the things I predicted in January was about the rise of the American consumer on the web and in web culture in two ways. I mean, one is that consumers would start to become more conscious of their power to work together and fuel and shape how companies do business to change that. And then also, as smartphones and tablets became more ubiquitous, that consumers would start to ask more questions about where devices are being made and in what conditions. And you know, not long after that, we started to hear more and more about Foxconn, the factory that Apple has been using in China, and you've seen the changes happening there. And the former point we saw over and over and over, consumers amplifying each other's voices so that those ideas that used to end up in the complaint department and then in the recycle bin are actually being acted upon, because a lot of people are able to very easily say, yeah, I like that idea. I mean, the most recent example we saw of that was just this week, where the young lady who suggested that the Easy Bake Oven should be gender neutral. Hasbro has announced that's going to happen. So you're starting to see more and more examples of that, and of companies that are having to be more and more responsive than they might have been in the past. And of course, that's not to say that they all are, but that's going to be a growing concern, I think, even going forward.
Music is a proven source for being memeified. I don't even think there's a question for what the top musical meme of the year is.
No question. It's Gangnam Style. I thought it was going to be Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen for a long time, but then all of a sudden it comes the man Psy from South Korea just changing up everything with his dance. I mean, when you had MC Hammer dancing along to your dance instead of doing the Hammer dance, that is pretty powerful meme stuff.
Let's hear a little.
Gangnam Style.
Our director, Taylor Quimby, was just trying to do the dance. It looked pretty good. Now, was this the most watched video of the year? I think I remember seeing that.
I believe so, yeah. More so than Call Me Maybe, more so than Justin Bieber. That's pretty accomplished. And more so even than a video that we talked about earlier this year, which at that time was the most watched video of all time, Kony 2012. The charity campaign where this organization was trying to raise awareness about child soldiers in Uganda and other countries in Africa, one that just made a huge splash, got nonprofits talking about how they might be able to try and replicate that success, something like 70-plus million views in the course of the first week after it launched. And then the huge backlash, critics saying, well, wait a minute, what are we supposed to be doing here? And the campaign was about awareness of Joseph Kony Museveni, this warlord in Uganda, or maybe not in Uganda, and how buying some bracelets or putting up some posters or simply sharing the video on your Facebook wall was going to create the awareness that would catch Joseph Kony. The catchphrase that critics were using was, did the internet catch Joseph Kony yet? And here we are at the end of 2012, and no one has caught Joseph Kony yet. People in Uganda were asking, well, wait a minute, how come the spokesperson for something in our part of the world is a blonde dude from California? So a lot of cultural questions coming up in the course of this, a lot of questions about what does a meaningful meme really mean, and do we recognize one when we see it, and is sharing something actually activism?
We're talking about the year in internet memes, those videos and ideas that get passed around and altered and repeated and go completely viral online. Brady Carlson is with us. He's word of mouth internet guru and NHPR's host of All Things Considered. Well, it was also, of course, campaign year, big year for campaign videos with the Republican primary and the presidential race pretty much memeified every way possible.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a little montage of some of the best of the year, starting with the primary. We can call him a meme machine.
Oh, yeah.
Herman Cain.
And I believe these words came from the Pokemon movie. The media pointed that out.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, and the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
And I thought, closing Gitmo, why close that? We've spent so much money on it. I thought maybe it's an excuse. What do you mean, shut up?
I went to a number of women's groups and said, can you help us find folks? And they brought us whole binders full of women.
I'm tired of Barack Obama and Mitt Romney.
That's why you're crying? Oh, it'll be over soon, Abby. Okay? The election will be over soon, okay?
Okay. One of my predictions at the beginning of this year, Virginia, was that I predicted voters and campaigns would consciously use memes to try to influence the campaign. But I pointedly said it's the memes you don't intend to create that are the ones that go viral. And that is, of course, what we just heard.
We have no real sense of whether elections were swayed because of these, do we?
No, it probably. I mean, my sense is that these memes probably reinforced what people already thought. I mean, that's typically how memes work. It seems like the biggest technological or web-friendly innovation in this election was, especially in the Obama campaign, the use of technology to get out the vote, to encourage organization at the precinct level and the town and city level. That literally left the opposition speechless. If you followed the aftermath of the election, the campaign operatives from the Romney campaign were just, we couldn't believe what they had going on. It was, our side had nothing close to that. So you're going to see an attempt to get back to parity from the Republican side, I think, before the next election.
Now, so far, you're pretty good on the predictions, Brady. You also predicted that Kickstarter was going to go mainstream and the crowdfunding model. That's number six on your list,
right,
of the top 10 internet isms for the year. Here's another one, crowd shaming, which comes in at number three. Now, what's crowd shaming and what's significant in 2012?
These are sites where, I mean, now that we're all posting on social media all of the time, well, that includes people who are posting offensive things, racist comments, or sexist comments, or just plain poorly thought out and inconsiderate statements. These crowd shaming sites are collections on Tumblr or Pinterest or wherever to not only point out that these statements are being made by individuals, but to then encourage people to confront them about it, to say, hey, that tweet is out of line. You shouldn't be saying things like that. And that becomes can become problematic because, a lot of times I saw an example where an article found a bunch of teenagers, high school students, who had made really racist remarks in the aftermath of the presidential election, and a very prominent website pointed that out. And so these kids were getting bombarded until they shut their accounts down with messages saying, hey, F you, and all of those kinds of comments, which may or may not be the best way to handle this kind of situation. On the other hand, you are saying that, this is the kind of thing that as web culture citizens, we're not going to tolerate. So a very complicated picture of where we are and how we interact with each other.
So on to, you know, the really important things that happened this year. How can we talk about the internet without asking about cat videos?
Yeah, well, if we're all bumping up a level and everything is memeified, well, even cat videos have bumped up a level. There is now an Internet Cat Video Film Festival, which was won by a fellow that we featured earlier in the year, Henri, the existential cat. He had a great year.
Let's hear just a clip from Henri, the existential cat.
Rien n'a pas changé. J'ai entendu que je suis célèbre sur l'Internet. Mais pour quelle raison? Mon tourment?
And gotta love Henri. Another big hit this year, Grumpy Cat, who makes the grumpy face. His big hit for the year was an image macro at the top. It said, I had fun once. It was horrible.
Okay, before we get to the big number one, a couple questions. Now, we did put this out online and people had suggested, how about the IKEA monkey? How about the Mohawk guy? How about text from Hillary?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was hard to fit it into 10. You know, this was a year where I really had trouble fitting in everything that made sense. I have a soft spot for Sweet Brown. If you remember her, she was the lady who ran out of the house in the fire. And she said, I caught bronchitis because I ran out without a coat. Bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that. So she was pretty fantastic. But yeah, 10 is 10. There's not much I can do with the number 10.
Right, of course. There are runners up, and we can go to 11. But at number one, ladies and gents, 2012's Meme of the Year. What have you got for us, Brady?
Following in the illustrious footsteps of Keyboard Cat, Double Rainbow Guy, and Rebecca Black, singer of Friday, we have Drunk Arrested Guy singing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality.
Okay, Brady, what's the story? Refresh us.
This was a guy, Robert Wilkinson, who was arrested in Canada for driving under the influence, and while riding to jail in the squad car, decided to pass the time by singing Queen's most loved hit. We do have an update. Robert Wilkinson was apparently convicted in November of impaired driving.
Now he's in a 12-step program.
He's fined $1,400, and his driving privileges have been suspended for a year. We cannot, of course, condone driving under the influence, but nor can we deny that the video in which his singing was set to the original Queen recording captures the zeitgeist of our times.
Really? Why?
Well, here's how I think of it. If you've ever seen the very first Muppet movie from the 70s,
of course.
They're at the end, they're making their own movie, and then something happens in the 70s. That falls down, the lights crash, and kind of their dream is on hold. And so they just stop and start singing. You know, it's they sing Life is a Movie, Write Your Own Ending, Keep Believing, Keep Pretending. And it just struck me that, you know, after this year that's been busy, it's been crazy, emotional, exhilarating, often exhausting, sometimes there's just nothing left to do but sing.
And the whole opera Bohemian Rhapsody somehow
That's
sums
right.
it up. All right, since your record's so good, any quickie predictions for 2013? Are we going to get there?
I was going to say, we're not going to get as many jokes about the Mayan apocalypse either way.
Brady Carlson, thank you so much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure. Happy holidays.
Brady Carlson is our guide to all things internet. He's a social media gadfly and NHPR's host of All Things Considered. You can find his complete list of the top 10 web trends and internet memes of 2012 and links to some of the videos and posts we talked about on our Facebook page. Also at wordofmouthradio.org. Now there you'll also find YouTube's video montage of the most watched videos of the year. Sure to stir up some memories. And thank goodness there's a little guide for those of us who don't recognize these people. Coming up, the heartwarming Christmas movie, Die Hard. We're going to investigate an ongoing debate over whether the Bruce Willis action film actually rates as a holiday classic when Word of Mouth continues.
I've got to go.